Happy Friday. Well, the Australian share market improved further in the last few hours of trade. In fact, the ASX 200 up 86 points or 1.5%. So it closed above 5,900 points only just, but it did manage to get there at the end of the session. What seemed to help from about 1:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time onwards was basically Dow futures pointing to a better start tonight. So the Aussie market seemed to lift in line with the futures there. Over the week, though, still ended up being lackluster. We had shares heading backwards over the past 5 days. That had a lot to do with yesterday's decline of 2.5%, which was the worst day for our market in approximately 2 weeks. Now, basically over the past few months, we've had in April, May and also the early part of June, the market was doing remarkably well to actually bounce back from the falls we had in the prior 2 months. And that's partly because it seemed markets were looking way past the recession that we currently find ourselves in and instead are looking forward to the reopening process that we've got still taking place globally. I think what hurt markets perhaps in recent days is the COVID-19 situation, which at the moment isn't getting any better, it seems. There have been some concerns in pockets in Victoria at the moment, and we know how quickly that this can escalate from being a small problem to a really big one. And in the US, things are getting bad enough in certain states like Texas that they're slowing down the reopening process. So that's something certainly to watch in coming weeks and also months, of course. Today, we had basically financials doing very, very well, and that helped push the market higher, largely mirroring some of the improvements that were recorded in the US last night, which seemed to be attributed to some loosening in regulation that has been on the banks now for the best part of a decade. So today, IOOF, the investment manager, was the best. It rose about 8%. We had AMP up about 5%. We had Virgin Money, Magellan up in the order of 5.5%. In the insurance space, QBE was a standout, lifting about 4%. And the banks were all up, but Westpac seemed to lead them higher, up in the order of 3%. Mining stocks also did handily. We had BHP lifting by approximately 2% for most of the day. And supermarket chains, well, they didn't do, they didn't surge, but they certainly improved in the order of 1% today. Woolies and Coles both are applying restrictions on certain products, in particular toilet paper, which is all the rage at the moment. People can't get enough of the stuff. So both of those share prices managed to lift quite strongly. Now, the losers today, well, all eyes were on Qantas, and that remained the case all day. It actually extended its losses this afternoon, fell about 9%. It's not a surprise. I mean, the market, the stock was in a trading halt all of yesterday. It came out with so many announcements that investors had a lot to think about. Basically, probably one of the big things that dragged it lower was the capital raising. Raised about $1.3 billion from investors. It still has a bit more to do now from a share placement. The reason why that could push the stock lower is because a $1.9 billion capital raising, which is involved in at the moment, is significant when you consider that its market cap is $6 billion. So that's about 30% additional shares hitting the market, you know, in coming weeks. So that's a certain thing that really dilutes the value of Qantas shares, and that's why its shares have dropped back. It also announced, of course, a three-year recovery plan yesterday, which includes $15 billion in cost cuts, 6,000 job losses as well, the grounding of about 100 planes for the next 12 months or so. So that certainly wasn't great. But also the interim dividend has been canned as well, so its shares not enjoying that. Virgin Australia, well, a bit of news around that today as well. And this is after US firm Bain Capital has agreed to buy Virgin Australia for an undisclosed sum. So a step closer to relaunching the airline. Virgin last traded on the Aussie market on the 9th of April and was down about 40% year to date over that period. So it certainly has been a difficult ride for investors, in recent years, really, for as far as Virgin's concerned. Now, the Aussie dollar finally sits at about 68.8 US cents, and enjoy the weekend.